K82 Jet ABC is on frequency. You guys like me to take the net?
It's all yours.
Alrighty, thank you, Bob. Sorry I'm late. I just got in and had some issues getting in. Probably due to the fact I haven't used EchoLink in a while. Okay. Good evening. This is K82Jet ABC, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Matt. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Club radio repeater 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there an emergency traffic? Come now, please. Boonville Amateur Radio Club. Radio Club holds their monthly meetings on the third Tuesday of every month, except December, February, and March. And the next monthly meeting, which, I forgot to get the date. The third. All right, next monthly meeting would be September 20th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Martin Community Center at 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. Amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and has still not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct a net yourself. You'll find a net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. This is KD2JWC, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Come now, please. This is KD2JWC, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'm the only EchoLink station in here, so I'll skip over to... I will now take calls from regular members and guests. Come now, please.
And fly is AOW. Good evening, now.
KC2MVU.
Alrighty. That acknowledges N5AOW, Bob, KC2NBU, Ray. How are you guys doing this evening? Sorry, I haven't been in here much lately. It's summertime, so it's go time, and it's been pretty busy for me, which is, I guess, a good thing most of the time until I start pulling my hair out. But N5AOW, Bob, how are you doing? Glad to hear you. It's been a while. Hope all is well.
Good evening, Matt. Yeah, I'm on the regular rig right now. Just got through from the meeting and through that torrential storm and just walked in the door with a handheld. So, yeah, it's good to be home safe. And Ray had mentioned all of this was going to take place. And I'll tell you what, it took a while, but we caught the corner of it one way or another. I'm just glad that we didn't have the tornado and what else came along with it. Hopefully no one else got that type of weather. So with that, I'll turn it back to you, Matt. You have a great evening, and good evening to Ray again. And 5AOW, back to Net Control.
Alrighty, N5AOW, thank you for your check-in. Glad to hear you, and glad to hear all as well. KC2NBU, Ray, how you doing? It's been a while for you too, sir. The floor is yours.
73 degrees up on the hill, and just got home from the meeting, and the rain was coming down sideways. Throwing the car all over the road. Actually had to slow down to keep the tires from hydroplaning. The water was accumulating in the road so bad. What a light show. Lightning all over the place. But I guess we didn't get the worst of it. Over.
Alrighty, KC2NBU. I don't know what happened here. It dropped out on my end. I think it was my internet connection, it must be. Glad you guys both made it home safe and sound. It looks like the rain is actually getting closer and closer to me by the looks of it. But, yeah, it's still Norwich. Still got a little ways to go to me. But, alrighty, this is KD2JWC, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for any further check-ins. Now looking for any further check-ins. Come in. Come now, please.
NWI. N2PFM in and out. Good evening.
Okay, KC2WI and N2PFM, I caught you checking in. I'm gathering you were saying in and out. Okay, KC2WI, Pete, how have you been? Long time no here. Hope all is well up on your end. KD2JWC, net control, turning it over to KC2WI. Floor is yours.
KC2WI, well, I left the Boonville club meeting, I don't know, just about maybe 8:30, 8:20 something, and just got in the car before it really started raining heavy, and it just was pouring rain and lightning, and I had a strike pretty close in front of me. I mean, you know, it was bright enough that I blanked out everything for a second there. Not close enough that I actually saw the, you know, but and a bunch of them, and real heavy rain, and, you know, 40, 45 miles an hour, you're still hydroplaning and all that kind of stuff. And drove out of it. I don't remember exactly where, but it was to the south, mostly Boonville, I'm sure. Looked like we're still getting it when I was in basically clear skies. You could see it clearing off, and here now it's in Glenfield. It's was almost clear. I don't know now. There's a little misty rain, but basically had a patch of, you know, more or less clear sky with some clouds, but bright and, you know, red sky at night kind of stuff, although that, I'm sure, is not accurate today. No, it doesn't seem to be any damage or anything like that, but boy, there was quite the, I was on the, I guess I was probably on the northern side of it, with heavy rain and heavy, you know, gusty winds and all that stuff. And I've been out of town. I've been spending as much time as I could the last week and a half, really, up in the Adirondacks, and did get a couple of, one paddling camping trip overnight in, and another one could have been. The forecast was going to rain last Thursday night. It was a beautiful night. It didn't even really rain Friday. We got it on Saturday. We had power out from 4:30, about 4:30 Saturday, so about 3:30 Sunday, in the whole area of Speculator, Lake Pleasant, Paseco, so as far west as the power lines go, which would be the Evergreen Lake Trailer Park, then there's no power, and it comes up from Utica to Morehouse, so I don't know if they were out or not. And south of us, quite a bit south, but Pine Lake, I guess they got a real thunderstorm and hit the Pine Lake campground, damaged or destroyed some trailers, and nobody got hurt, I guess, at least not seriously. And they said that one of the reasons was nobody was in their campers because they had some kind of a concert or something going on at the beach. So everybody was out, you know, they weren't inside, which was, maybe they got rained on, but nobody got hurt. But that, it was a big thing. A bunch of the local fire departments responded and all that. Never did find out what happened to knock the power out in the whole area for a day, but sooner or later somebody will come up with that information. And here, I guess it never went off, as far as I can tell. And it's not too bad. It's kind of hot, but it's not too bad. But this morning, yesterday morning, I put long pants on, put back here. I can't walk around bare feet. So I had to put, I have to put socks on here. And this morning up there, it was pretty cool. And I don't know if it changed because of the front coming through or the drop in the elevation or both, but what a difference between this morning and now. And between Lake Pleasant and the Black River Valley. KC2WI.
Alrighty, KC2WI, thank you for your check-in. I'm going to move on to N2PFM, George, but I think he said in and out. I didn't really catch. I had something else coming in on the other end, if that's what his transmission was. And this is KD2JWC, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Come now, please.
WA2U.
WA2U. How are you doing this evening, John? And the floor is yours.
Okay, very good. Matt, WA2U, good evening to everyone on frequency and those out there listening. As the storm has gone through, I finally decided to turn the line control down on the weather radio. And let's see, what else? 72 degrees here at the northeast end of Hinkley Reservoir. Yeah, every once in a while, Matt, you must have something in the background that's almost equal to your audio. And so just so you're aware that you sounded good that transmission. Yeah, and George just said in and out, so he might have storms or something brewing up in his area. Well, I had a good day yesterday. No, we didn't check in. Had my coworker and her and about three other people I used to work with all came up and visited. So we had company from, 1:30, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, almost to 8:30 last night. We had a real good time getting caught up on things. A lot of us haven't seen each other in 5 years, and they drove up from the Lakeland, Syracuse area. Of course, they're pretty easy to get to. And got a lot of projects done the other day. We got all the pallets moved from where the logs were. Used the power wolf to do that. It was nice. We didn't have to pick them up. We could put about five or six in the front of that and just drive them over to where we wanted to. We got a couple people we hire, young fellows that are on the way to college or just in high school, and we like to earn a few bucks, so down helped out. We moved probably about a ton of topsoil. It was all bagged up, but we moved that and mulch and got the whole front, all the yard straightened up. I've got them trimming all the trees that are out in front of the house here, and then I'm debating on buying another bar for the saw. I can put up to the saw that I have, I can put up to a 36-inch bar in it, but I don't think I need it that big. The 20-inch is going to be close because this tree is pretty good size and diameter. It's already down, but I'm getting to the real big stuff, so I don't know if I want to cut in one side and then go over and cut the other side, or I just want to get one bar and be done with it. So I'm debating. And garden's doing great. Garden's doing great. Things are leaps and bounds, and no complaints there. Kathy's very, very, very happy with it. Like, everything's just doing beautifully. People up the road are working on their, I think they're putting up a garage. I haven't walked up there in a while, but I know that Craig was talking about putting up about a 30 by 40 foot garage with 12 foot doors and everything. So he says he's got a lot of toys he wants to keep undercover, so that's about it. Otherwise, everything's really nice up here at the end of the lake, and I'm sure the water's gone up a little bit, but so. And, Pete might enjoy this. We did get our, we did get our internet bumped up from Frontier. And we have what they call a bonded line. So it's not lightning fast, but we went from, we have our own dedicated line up on 365, and we went from 6 megs. Can't believe it. We went from 6 megs to 23.5. So, certainly not lightning speed, but it's a lot better than what we had, and Kathy's happy with it, so. Kathy's happy with it. I'm happy too. And we got the UPS hooked up, so that's kind of neat. Now when the lightning comes by, just go and unplug the cable into the modem, I guess, and plug it from the wall, and she doesn't have to worry about shutting the computer down. It seems to work. It's not a large one, but it's about a 1,500 watt one. So, anyways, we'll turn it back over to you, Matt, and we'll say good evening to all. As I said, a lot quieter than it was a few minutes ago here at the end of the reservoir. WATU back to net.
Alrighty, WATU, thank you for your check-in. Good to hear you again. I know it's been a while since I've been on. KD2JWC, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time. Comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time. Come now, please.
And to KKL, good evening.
N2KKL. Pauline, how are you doing this evening? And the floor is yours.
N2KKL, doing fine. And nice breeze. And we had a nice day today. It was pretty warm this afternoon, but it's cooled down. So good evening, everybody. And hope you don't get hit with a bad storm. And to KKL, back to net.
Alrighty, N2 KKL. Good to hear from you. It's been quite a while since I've heard you. I've been slacking, too. I haven't really been on the nets because I've been using every bit of daylight and sometimes even dark to try to get stuff done and caught up. Okay, KD2JWC, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Come now, please.
Kilo Delta 2, Hotel Kilo Bravo, and Sherbert, in and out.
Okay, check in and out. Kilo Delta 2, Kilo Hotel Bravo, Matt and Sherburn, thank you for your check-in. Are there any other late check-ins, comments, or queries at this time? Come now, please. Okay, hearing none. We'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net at 21:24 local time. And return to frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone that checked in this evening. We had N5AOW, KC2NBU, KC2WI, N2PFM, WA2U, N2KKL, and KD2HKV. This is KD2JBC, 1673L, and I will be clear.
Stations to check in. final call for Yacht 10 Met for this evening. Any other stations out there? Are there any other stations out there who would like to check in? Okay, hearing none, thanks to those who did check in. W2JEV, clear of the repeater.